He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our series The Blessed Life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Alhamdulillah, throughout this series, we have been talking about the blessed life of this great individual. We have been looking at it through various lenses and angles, looking at his blessed attributes and trying to take lesson from his blessed life so that we may become successful like him as well. Now, as we all know, now, on a daily basis, people pass away and the majority are forgotten within days or moments even of passing away. Some people are remembered up until their burial, then after that people forget who they are. Some people maybe a few days after that, then they forget who they are. People move on. Sometimes maybe a generation or two generations, they are remembered, then after that people forget who they are. Generally, after four or five generations, really nobody remembers who that individual was, how he lived his life, what he did, what his job was, how he spent his time, what his qualities and characteristics were like. But that is for the majority of people. There are some people, not only are they remembered two or three generations later, not only are they remembered 100 or 200, 300, 400 years later, they're remembered centuries upon centuries upon centuries later. And generally it's because of the legacy that they left in their life. Those things which they achieved in their life means that people remember them. And Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he is one such individual that he was around physically alive centuries upon centuries ago. It's mentioned that he was a tabi'i, i.e. he was one of those lucky individuals to spend time in the company of the companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was alive and around that long ago. But even today, his legacy and name lives on. People still remember him. People still study about his life. People still want to know and learn about what he achieved in his life, how he did things, what his qualities and characteristics were, what his attributes were. And my dear viewers on Madani Channel, with that intention, in this series, we are discussing his blessed life, his attributes, so that we can get to know him a bit more, what made him so successful, and with the intention that if we learn about him, we learn about his qualities and characteristics, if we adopt them, then maybe one day too, we will become successful like him. So, you know, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the great spiritual leader, the great leader of the Hanbali school of thought, he said, when you see that a person has devotion to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he arranges the mention of his attributes and then he spreads them, this will only result in goodness for him. So that's why in this series we are mentioning his attributes and trying to spread them so that it will result in goodness for all of us. In today's episode, we will be talking about the way Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he became the caliph. How did he become the caliph? What was the incidents that led up to it? And what led him to taking the caliphate as well? It's mentioned that Sayyidina Ibn Haywa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was from Jordan and he was an incredible worshipper. He was a very courteous and wise person. He was a tolerant man with a distinguished personality. Caliphs would show great respect to him and would appoint him as their advisor, the minister and an instructor for their children. They would appoint him as their advisor, as a minister and as an instructor for their, as a teacher for their children, subhanAllah. He was close to the caliph of that time, Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, who's the caliph of that time, the caliph Sulaiman, he had implicit trust in this individual, even to the point that he would tell him his secrets and he would trust him with the matters of the caliphate as well. He would take advice and counsel from him. And Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he gained a high and lofty status in the eyes of the caliph Sulaiman. And because the caliph Sulaiman, he was having these thoughts that he wanted to appoint Umar bin Abdulaziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, as potentially the caliph. He'd already appointed him as the governor of Medina. He wanted to appoint him as the caliph. He sent this individual, Ibn Haywa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, who was such a pious individual as we have just described, and who the caliph Sulaiman had so much trust in. He sent him to go and look at Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz, to monitor him, to test him, to look at how he behaves. Is he somebody who is able to take the caliphate? Is he somebody worthy of becoming the khalifa or not? So this individual, Ibn Haywa, he visited Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he showed great respect and reverence to Ibn Haywa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ibn Haywa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he kept following the routine that after Fajr, he would sit in the room with Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and talk with him. And this routine was done on a daily basis, where he would sit with him and talk with him and ask him things. And nobody was allowed into that room until they had finished. And then, as usual, one day, a day came, and to follow the routine, Ibn Haywa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he went to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and he started talking to him. And Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, on this occasion, he noticed that there's something not right. Like all the other days that he's come and spoke to me, they were different. Today is different. He noticed that Ibn Haywa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he's talking with Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, but mentally, he's not present. He's somewhere else mentally. And Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he asked Ibn Haywa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that, are you okay? You're talking to me, but it appears you're mentally, you're not here. And this great individual, this pious individual, Ibn Haywa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he responds and he says, actually, last night, I had a dream and I was thinking about that. I'm contemplating about that dream. And then Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, oh Sheikh, oh my guide, oh leader, oh honorable Sheikh, what is the matter? What did you see? What did you see in the dream that surprised you so much? Will you share your dream with me? And he says that I saw that the doors of heaven are open. I was sitting looking at those doors. Subhanallah. Just listen to this dream, my dear viewers of Madini Channel, and understand the rank of this individual to see such a dream. He says, I was sat and the doors of heaven opened and I was looking at those doors opening. Subhanallah. Suddenly, two angels descended along with a throne. And I have never seen such a beautiful throne ever. They brought the throne and placed it in Madinatul Munawwara. And then after placing it there, they went back. And then after a while, they both arrived again. This time, they had such beautiful white cloths that I had never seen it before. Its fragrance is still refreshing my mind. Subhanallah. I approached both of them and asked about the clothes. And they replied, these are sundus and istabrak. Subhanallah. He says, then they ascended again, those two angels. And after a while, they returned again, this time with a beautiful person. He says, he was the most beautiful and distinguished person who they had with them. His complexion was luminous. His physical appearance was as follows. His eyes were big with a touch of whiteness, reddishness and kohal. He had long black hair reaching his earlobes. Subhanallah. The width between his two shoulders was good. His body was well-shaped. And he was awe-inspiring and an illustrious personality. Then this beautiful man, this distinguished man, he says that this distinguished man was made to sit on the throne. He was made to sit on the throne laid on those cloths. And he said, I went close to him to see who he is. And I asked, who is this beautiful person? And the angel said, this is the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And this individual, Ibn Haywa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, after hearing these words, I shivered and I moved back. I heard these words and I shivered, and out of respect, I moved back. Subhanallah. And then while I was gazing upon the beautiful face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another individual came. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to him and appreciated him for his deeds. And he says, you are Abu Bakr Siddiq. Subhanallah. And you are my companion in the cave. But here the matters are entrusted to someone else. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he kept standing. And after a while, there was a voice from the unseen. He has been released. So he radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sat on the ground close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then another beautiful, blessed personality came to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned to this individual and appreciated him. And he appreciated his deeds for Islam. And he said, you are Farooq, through which Allah granted honor to the religion of Islam. But here, the matters are entrusted to someone else. He also kept standing for a while. Then there was a voice from the unseen. He has been released. So he radiallahu ta'ala anhu sat beside Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then this individual Ibn Haywa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was narrating his own dream, he says, this continued with all the caliphs until you came. Who is he talking to? Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Look, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he's not a caliph. But look at the dream. Ibn Haywa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who's a pious individual, who the caliph of that time entrusted to go to Medina, or go to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and check if he is worthy of becoming the caliph or not. He is telling Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz the dream. He says, all the caliphs came turn by turn in this sequence like this. And then it came to your turn. And Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he stood up at this point. He was shivering. He was scared. He said, tell me what happened to me. What happened when I came? And he said, both of your hands were tied to your neck. And you were made to stand in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam for a long time. You were made to stand for a long time. And then after a while, there was an order to release you. And you were made to sit next to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was astonished to listen to this dream. And he said to Sayyidina Ibn Haywa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, if I had not trusted your piety, your abstinence, your loyalty, your truthfulness, your friendship and your companionship, I would have said this thing that your dream was incorrect, because I have decided a long time ago that I will never indulge and engage with the matters of the caliphate. But now, after you have explained this dream to me, I am thinking that I might have to eventually become the caliph and get into the caliphate. But by Allah, I have no desire for it. I have no desire for the worldly honor that will come with it. Subhanallah. I only desire success in the hereafter. May Allah shower mercy upon him, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and forgive us without accountability because of his virtue. Just contemplate on his words, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. He had no desire for fame. He had no desire for leadership. He was only concerned about the hereafter. Can we say the same? Can we say we have no desire for leadership, for fame, for honor in this world? We only want fame and honor in the hereafter. Can we truly say that? It's a point to reflect upon, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now, this is an incident giving him glad tidings of becoming a caliph. That this pious individual saw the dream and this happened. But how did he actually become the caliph? What was the incident? Let's listen to it, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Then how did he actually become the caliph, my dear viewers of Madani Channel? The caliph, Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, he was at a military headquarters and he became critically ill when there was no hope for his recovery. And he started thinking about who he will hand over the caliphate to. And he came to the conclusion and idea that he will hand it over to his young son, Sayyidina Raja bin Haywa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He suggested that, why don't you give it to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And listening to this, the caliph said, let me make istikhara in this regard, because I am not certain about making Ayyub's successor yet. So first he was thinking he would make Ayyub his successor. But after the words of Sayyidina Ibn Haywa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he started contemplating and he said, let me make istikhara. I've not made a certain decision that he will be my successor yet. So after a day or two, he tore the draft will. So in the will he had already written for Ayyub to become his successor, he ripped that will up and then he asked the opinion of Sayyidina Haywa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi about his son Dawood, a different son that he had. And he rahmatullahi ta'ala replied that he's in Constantinople, he's far away. And we don't even know if he's actually alive or not. We don't even know if he's passed away or not. And again, say Sulaiman, the caliph, he pondered for a while. And then he asked the opinion of Ibn Haywa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, about Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And Ibn Haywa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he said, by Allah, I believe that he is an excellent choice. And he is the best Muslim, subhanallah. Then Sulaiman approved him and commented, by Allah Azza wa Jal, he is surely the best person. But if I appoint him as caliph, leaving aside the offspring of Abdul Malik, there will be a dispute and the people will not let him rule peacefully. However, there is a way that if I nominate anyone of the offspring of Abdul Malik, then people will accept him too. That he's thinking that, if I don't nominate somebody from the lineage of Abdul Malik, if I nominate Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, who isn't from that lineage, if I nominate somebody out of that lineage, the people might not accept him. But if I nominate both of them, if I nominate Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and somebody from the lineage of Abdul Malik, then maybe the people, they will actually follow him and they will not go against the caliph. Then Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, who was the caliph, he wrote a will giving Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh the caliphate, making him the khalifa. And then he said Yazid bin Abdul Malik will also be the khalifa. So first Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh will be the caliph, and then when he passes away, when he's no longer the caliph, then Yazid bin Abdul Malik will become his successor, will become his caliph. And then the caliph, Sulaiman, he writes this down in a letter. He writes it in a will. And he says, this letter is for Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, on behalf of the leader of the faithful, Sulaiman, the bondsman of Allah. Undoubtedly, I have made him successor after me, and after him, Yazid bin Malik will be his successor. Thus, you people listen to him, obey him, fear Allah Almighty, and do not enter into dispute with one another. Having sealed his last will, he handed it over to the police officer named Ka'ab bin Jabir and asked to take allegiance from Banu Umayyah. So in the lifetime of Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, allegiance was taken because he sensed that there was danger after his demise that they might not to give allegiance to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But now let's look at the contrast between the two individuals who were talking about regarding the caliphate. Ibn Haywa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said, first time when the allegiance was taken for the new caliph in the lifetime of Sulaiman and the people had left, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he approached me and said, no doubt Sulaiman shows enormous respect and affection towards me and owes me great favor and grace. It is for this reason I feared that he might have written my name in his last will. If it is so, kindly let me know so that I excuse for this right now. He was worried that the Caliph Sulaiman had decided to make him the Caliph because he was close friends with him, because he knew him well, because he had respect and affection towards him. Look at the honesty, the piety and taqwa of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. This was the reason he didn't want the caliphate. He only wanted to become the leader if he was truly the right person for the role. But on the other side, this was the approach of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But on the other side, Hashyam bin Abdul Malik, he said to Ibn Haywa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, no doubt Sulaiman shows great respect and affection towards me. Do tell me, is the draft or the last will for me? If it is so, then it is all right. And if it is not, then I will talk to Sulaiman about it right now. Because how can anybody else become caliph despite my presence? I will not expose your name to anybody, but let me know about it. Ibn Haywa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he refused and he didn't tell a single word. And he went away deprived and saying, will the caliphate be drifted away from me and the children of Abdul Malik? Now my dear viewers, just contemplate on these. I've just read the incident. But contemplate on the two individuals, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and Hashyam bin Abdul Malik. Both of them didn't know if they're the next caliph or not, but they knew that Ibn Haywa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi knew what was in the will. They knew that he knew it. Look at the approach of both. And while we're looking at the approach of both, let's contemplate about us. Which of the two will we follow? Which of the two sounds like us? And which of the two should we be like? So Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he went to him, Ibn Haywa, and asked him, you know who's in that will, who's mentioned? If it's me, because Sulaiman has affection towards me, because he loves me, because he has respect towards me, if it's me because of those reasons, tell me now so I can go make an excuse so I'm not the next caliph. Because I don't want it for those reasons. Ibn Haywa didn't say anything to him and left him. He said, I'm not going to tell you. Then the other individual, Hashyam bin Abdul Malik, who wanted to become the caliph, he said, is it my name written there or not? If it's not, tell me so I can go to him and tell him to write my name. Why hasn't he written my name? Look at the approach. One is worthy of being the leader. The other is not. One doesn't desire it. He doesn't want to be a leader. He doesn't want fame. He doesn't want the honor in this world. But the other does. One is concerned about the hereafter, the other is concerned about this world. One we all know today, the other we don't even know. Reality is, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he didn't want leadership, he didn't want the honor in this world. He would chase the hereafter. He got it in this world and he'll have it in the hereafter. The other individual, he wanted it in this world, he didn't get it here and he won't get it there as well. He didn't get it here. He's not known as nothing. And he won't get the same as Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz in the hereafter as well. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should be like Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We shouldn't want fame in this world. We shouldn't desire leadership roles in this world. We shouldn't make everything about this world. We should strive for the hereafter. And if we strive for the hereafter, the dunya, the world, this honor and respect, it will fall at your feet. Look, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he didn't chase it, but did it not fall at his feet anyway? It did. If you look throughout history, those individuals who did not chase it, who did not want it, it fell at their feet. And those who chased it never got it. Scholars give an example. That think of the sun as the hereafter is just as an example. That think of the sun as the hereafter. Think of your shadow as the world. Now, if you face the sun and run towards it, you're getting closer with every step. But the world is following you automatically. The dunya is following you automatically. And the quicker you go towards the sun, the quicker you get to the hereafter in that sense. the quicker you get to the sun, and the quicker the dunya follows you. But flip it around, turn away from the sun. Now the sun's behind you, in the hereafter in that sense is behind you, but the dunya's in front of you. Go towards it, you'll never catch that dunya. And the more you try, the further and further you're going from the sun, the hereafter. And the quicker you go, the further you're going quicker. And the further and quicker the dunya is going from you, you'll never catch it. That's the analogy the ulama give, the scholars give. Turn towards the hereafter, turn towards the sun. Chase it. The quicker you go, the closer you'll get, the further you'll get. And the quicker the dunya will follow your feet, the quicker the dunya will follow you. May Allah Almighty allow us to follow in the footsteps of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Make us from those who desire the hereafter, have no desire for the world. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah.